Hey everybody, Mike Lawson with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have Navy Federal Credit Union's Tim Day talking about the latest Samsung Pay launch, so check it out. About this time last year or so, you guys launched Apple Pay with great fervor. There was lots of attention around it. And now this year, you guys are launching Samsung Pay since it just came out. How's it going so far? I mean, you guys seem to be kind of the, like we were saying before the recording, you guys are kind of the pioneers forging new ground in this area. So how's it going so far?
So far, it's going very well. Our members were asking very much for us to adopt Samsung Pay.
Okay.
And because we like to give alternatives to our members as far as how they pay, we know that our members are using different types of devices. And so we want to make sure that we've got that those options available to them. So yeah, it made sense for us to get on board with Samsung Pay.
Exactly. And your members are global. They're worldwide, obviously. So, I mean, kind of being having a huge mobile presence is very important for a credit union like yours, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We definitely like to be on the devices that our members want to use. Yeah. We have a large Android penetration, and of those devices, Samsung is a very significant amount of those devices. So it made sense for us to be using that wallet and supporting our cards in it.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because, I mean, are there any differences between the two? I mean, what are the differences for your credit union, and then what are the differences for your members, if there are any differences as far as signing up and implementing all that type of stuff?
Well, the processes are very similar between the different wallets that we support. You provision a card, typically you take a photo of the card, and then you have to enter in some additional information, and then the card's there for you to use, and then you can use it at the point of sale, just like you would a normal Navy Federal debit or credit card.
Perfect. And it's important because we've talked to lots of credit union folks, especially when Apple Pay first came out, it was like really, at least for the credit unions that were kind of on the cutting edge and wanted to get this out there, because they want their card top of wallet when it comes to Apple Pay or even in this case Samsung Pay. So it's almost kind of like the sooner you do this, the better, the more ingrained, I guess, the member will be to have your card top of wallet, because they can have any card in there, but if they have yours top of wallet, it's important.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it is very important, as you mentioned, for that top of wallet status. Members who want to use these solutions like Samsung Pay, like Apple Pay, like Android Pay, they are going to put a card in. And typically people will use multiple cards.
Yeah.
So for credit unions and for Navy Federal especially, it's very important for us to be making these partnerships so that we can make sure that our cards are represented and that we can continue to offer those services to our members.
No doubt. So what was the process like? I mean, I know working with Apple, or I've heard working with Apple can be a kind of a painstaking period because they want everything just right. And I would assume the same thing with Samsung. They want all their ducks in a row and all that type of stuff to make sure everything works okay.
The nice thing for us is, so we really kind of broke new ground as far as how to implement these mobile wallets with Apple Pay.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time Android Pay came around, we were able to leverage a lot of that work. And with Samsung Pay, it was even easier to use a lot of the same existing processes and procedures and technologies that we'd implemented for the other wallets.
Okay.
So it was kind of a no-brainer for us to adopt Samsung Pay, given our desire to be on the devices that our members want to use.
And offer more choices. It's all about choice and options.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, why not?
There are a lot of choices out there, and we want people to think of Navy Federal when they're thinking of mobile payments.
Exactly. So what advice do you have for a credit union looking to go down this road as well? I mean, because offering both of these, I mean, well, there's Apple Pay, there's Android Pay, there's Samsung Pay, and who knows what else is out there, you know, on the horizon. What advice do you have for credit unions looking out there? Since you guys are kind of forging this ground, you guys, I'm sure you have some great advice for other credit unions out there.
So definitely, I think credit unions need to be looking at these different technologies and looking to make these partnerships where it makes sense for them. They should probably take the pulse of their membership and kind of understand if they've got a mobile app, what kind of devices are members coming from? Are they coming from specific Android devices? Do they have more of Android versus iOS and so on? And then making those evaluations. And then also finding out whether or not their issuers and their processors and their other technology partners are already adopting these services with other credit unions or banks, because that will definitely make it easier to onboard in these technologies. And then once you've kind of made those decisions, then it's reaching out and figuring out what partnerships to make things happen. It's a solution that I think is not as intimidating as maybe it could be.
Yeah.
The fact that we've had a lot of you've seen a lot of other financial institutions do these partnerships. And so as a credit union, I think it makes very much sense to be looking into these things, because I think you're really going to see a proliferation of more and more wallets as time goes on.
Oh, no doubt. And there's also kind of this, there's two things for me. It's a credibility factor and a cool factor.
Absolutely.
I mean, do you have any comment on that as well?
Well, there certainly is. We're talking about some of the biggest technology companies on the planet. And so having Navy Federal making, partnerships with some of these companies does have that kind of cool effect, as you mentioned. Mm-hmm. And it is, it's very nice when you are at a major product announcement and you see Navy Federal out there. And in fact, when we've done these announcements with technology partners, we have gotten feedback through social media and through our contact centers where members are very excited to say, hey, I'm very excited that Navy Federal, my credit union, is involved in this. Like, way to go.
Yeah.
And it's a very good feeling for both the members and for us who are working on it to offer these solutions.
Yeah, no doubt. Because I remember when Tim Cook, this is going back last year, and they announced it, and then there was Navy Federal Credit Union's logo up there. I'm like, yeah, now.
We had the tears in the room when we were watching the keynote.
It was so awesome. That was so very, very cool. So, what do you see in store for 2016? Are there more wallets out there to adopt or adapt, whatever, the terminology to implement, and what should we be looking for and all that type of good stuff?
Well, it's hard to speculate on exactly what's coming, but I think what you can expect is that there's going to be changes and there's going to be more solutions and offerings out there for our membership. And as such, we want to make sure that we are positioned that we can take advantage of them rapidly, so that we can continue to be a front runner in offering different types of wallet services and payment services for our membership.
Yep.
Because Navy Federal is really all about serving our membership and giving members those choice and those options.
And these solutions are they're only going to get better and better. This is just the tip of the ice. This is just the beginning. So it's kind of daunting to think what's coming around the corner, or even 5 years from now, what it's going to be like.
Yeah, absolutely. And the nice thing is that once you've established some of these relationships, it will become easier to take advantage of new technologies as they come out over the next year or 5 years or whatnot, because of the fact that you are now versed in this space.
Very nice.
It just well positions Navy Federal and any other credit union to make those decisions and those choices.
Very cool. Well, great message to end on, Tim. Thank you so much. Thanks for kind of forging the way of being pioneers out there. We appreciate Navy Federal, what you guys do for the industry, and being up there on stage with Apple and Samsung and all that type of stuff. It really kind of, there's a big time cool factor there when credit unions are included with these major, major technology companies out there. So we appreciate your efforts as well, and look forward to more great, great things from you guys. Keep up the good work.
Absolutely. We're proud of the work that we've been doing, and we definitely look to keep offering solutions to our members. And thank you very much for the opportunity to speak to you about it today.
Anytime. Look forward to talking to you in about 10 minutes when the technology changes again.
Excellent. We look forward to it.